This is an I Am Listening podcast.
There's two sides. It's getting that right balance. So the balance between them using it for education, connecting, and, you know, their studies and skills, but also the harmful content on there that is just for young people is frightening as to what's been going on.
Welcome to the Kent Politics Podcast.
Hello, I'm Nikki White, Senior News Editor with the KM Media Group, and here's another roundup of the county's political news. This week, Medway's reform group saw some trouble as its deputy leader Robbie Lammas left, calling the party unserious, unprepared and unfit to govern, just 7 months after he joined them from the Tories. Back in October, Councillor Lammas said the Tory party was over and reform was the future. But now he says he made a huge mistake and wants to be back in the Conservative ranks. He says Farage's party is riddled with infighting, incompetence and disorder at every level and is only united by grievance politics which has no answers. Initially drawn to reform following the disastrous 2024 general election results for the Tories and what he believed was a lacklustre start from the leader Kemi Badenoch, he suddenly announced he was defecting, shocking many of his colleagues. However, he has now said he feels he was just used as good press for reform, and when he actually joined the team, he was constantly being pushed aside and discounted as still a Tory. He's clear his two colleagues on Medway Council, David Finch, the group's leader, and John Vye, were not the problem, but it was more to do with the wider party. A key moment surrounded the opposition to a rule change at Medway Council. Listeners will remember the authority changed how many motions per year each party got, and Councillor Lammas said he would raise a legal challenge against it. He says he was promised support from the National Party, but when it came down to it, they backed off and the legal challenge never materialised. Councillor Lammas says this is typical of the problems in reform, overpromising and being incapable or too disorganised to deliver. He adds that he has written to Tory leader Kemi Badenoch to apologise and says since he left she's made significant improvements to the party's positions which demonstrate they're on the right track. Now he's not leaving reform for the Tories and will sit as an independent for the time being, but all indications point he will rejoin his former group before long. Last year, Faversham unwittingly became something of a hotbed of radical right street politics in Kent. The Raise the Colours movement led to the town being adorned in St George Crosses, thanks to the work of a small but committed group of activists. And two large protests against unaccompanied asylum-seeking children being housed at a former care home in the town catapulted a few activists in the area to relative clout. Earlier this year, a Swaleborough Council building was vandalised after protesters disrupted a meeting where members were discussing a motion on whether to declare the district a district of sanctuary, officially welcoming refugees and asylum seekers. Faversham Town Council had already declared itself a town of sanctuary some time ago, and this week a meeting of the Community Committee was meant to provide an update on projects relating to that declaration. However, organised by a well-known local activist, Harry Hilden, the meeting on Monday evening was disrupted and ended up being held in a private session. Police were seen outside the town's guild hall ahead of the meeting, and videos on Harry Hilden's Facebook page showed him and others shouting over the top of councillors, arguing with them and rallying the crowd against the councillors. Needless to say, order in the meeting broke down, and videos show at least one man, identifying himself as a local Restore Britain activist, arguing with councillors from the crowd. Eventually, all the members of the committee left while being shouted out of the room as security staff tried to calm things down.
Is there a topic that you would like to be discussed on the Kent Politics Podcast? Perhaps you've got a question for one of our panel, or you'd like to comment on a hot topic in local or national government. Get in touch by emailing or sending a voice note to kentpoliticspodcast@thekmgroup.co.uk.
The Prime Minister announced this week that children under 16 will be banned from social media. Apps including TikTok, Snapchat and Instagram are among those to be included, with the ban coming in by next spring. There were 116,000 responses to the government's consultation over the matter, with the vast majority backing a minimum age of 16 when it comes to accessing social media platforms. The new measures will aim to protect young people from harm online and address unhealthy late-night scrolling on phones. A similar ban came into force in Australia last December, and politicians have been following the repercussions closely. Several Kent MPs from across the political parties welcomed the idea, including Dover and Deal's Mike Tapp, who said in his column for Kent Online this week that he felt it was the right decision not only for our country but the future of our children. He said social media companies had designed platforms that were addictive by nature, exposing young people to harmful content, unhealthy comparisons, and contact from strangers, often with little regard for the consequences. Meanwhile, families had been left to deal with the fallout, and that was why he backed the ban. Kent Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott also welcomed the news, describing it as a hard-won victory by parents and charities, name-checking groups such as Generation Focus, Whitstable Unplugged and SFC Kent for working tirelessly to make the case for change. Social media consultant Zoe Cairns from Rochester told us the reform was a great move, but there was still lots to take into consideration to make sure youngsters don't miss out on vital skills.
There's two sides. It's getting that right balance. So the balance between them using it for education, connecting and, you know, their studies and skills, but also the harmful content on there that is just for young people is frightening as to what's been going on. So it's trying to get that balance. And I think it is a great move, but also in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, how are they going to be able to progress with skills connecting and the pace of how technology moves so quickly? Is 16 going to be too late in their educational years for them to then like get up to speed with all of that? For them going forward in their careers, you know, AI and tech and social media is a strong part of like every single role now. And so it's making sure that they've got those adequate skills. So even if there might be a ban on social media and when it comes into place, you know, even still having that educational informative sessions around tech, around skills within their education, within schools, to make sure that they still keep up to date with that, I think is really important. But I totally get where they're coming through from this. You know, the amount of stories I've seen online with, you know, young lives being lost and their, you know, lives being affected by harmful content. I think that, you know, if I had children, I would definitely feel so pleased about, you know, about the ban.
Also this week, Rochester and Strood MP Lauren Edwards said she planned to reintroduce the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill back into Parliament after it was blocked from reaching the voting stage in the House of Lords back in April. It's proved an incredibly controversial subject, but Lauren has described it as one of the most important, compassionate and empowering changes to healthcare. That's it from us for another week. Don't forget to keep up to date with the latest politics news at Kent Online. Just head to the homepage and hit the politics tab. You can also sign up for our newsletter at kentonline.co.uk/newsletters, where you'll find even more. And don't forget to tune in to KMTV's politics show every Friday at 5 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Kent Politics Podcast. Don't forget to check out stories throughout the week on the politics page of Kent Online. And you can watch the Kent Politics Show on KMTV every Friday at 5 p.m. or on demand at kmtv.co.uk.
This has been an I Am Listening podcast. For more information, head over to our website, iam-listening.co.uk.